are here at the 2017 MAX, put on by the folks, the fine folks at Northwest Credit Union Association. I'm here with this guy, Filene's very own Mark Meyer. How are you, Mark?
It is great to be here.
Good. Glad to see you.
I was out chasing the future of credit unions this morning.
You were?
Yeah.
And nice, what happened?
Run. Beautiful run. Yeah. Beautiful run. I got a glimpse. There's great opportunities out there.
Good to know there is a... I'm glad to know there's great opportunities out there, and I hope your run was well worth it.
It was awesome.
Awesome. Great. Hey, let's talk about whatever you want to talk about. New generational stuff. How about that? How about that, just to start off things?
So, as you know, Filene continues to, as you talk about the future of credit unions, we look towards what is the next generation of membership look like. And certainly out of one of our centers of excellence, the area of consumer behavior, we've spent a significant amount of time reflecting and looking at what not only millennials are thinking about debt and money and how they're speaking about, but each generation, if you talk about Z, which is, you know, there's very little data on Z, on millennials, there's quite a bit. And the big thing that we're really learning is, you know, they have, generally speaking around money, somewhat negative connotations, specifically around debt.
Good to know.
Yeah. And then the Xers are much more pragmatic. They're sort of neutral and look at money and debt as sort of tools, as a means to an end. And the boomers, obviously, they see debt as kind of positive, right? Oh. They actually kind of have enjoyed life. And so as you you know, you tease through each one of these generations, we're learning more and more. Back to the millennials, you know, it is we're starting to see the implications in the workforce. All of us have millennials working for us now, and they're making their mark. And we're seeing changes in the workplace. So not only, you know, as we talk about membership, we also talk about talent. And so that's we're teasing out some aspects of that in our War for Talent Center of Excellence.
Okay.
So two different aspects when you talk about what, looking towards the future. The final piece, I would say, is our ongoing outreach efforts through the Cooperative Trust. And Lauren Culp is our Cooperative Trust
manager. She's a rock star, man.
She is absolutely a rock star. She's the Wonder Woman of young adults these days. So stay away from her golden lasso. So,
okay, I will.
She's done a great job taking the reins from James. And, you know, we will obviously have the crash of the GAC.
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah, and there will be a representative from every state again. And so we look forward to that annual event. And we're also working now on more customized crashes. And we recently hosted one with one of our partners, Visa, at their innovation lab. And so we had several young adults there, young credit union executives as well. So again, three different ways to kind of look at this, how people look at money, how the implications for talent, and then what are we doing to actually develop folks?
Let's talk about your I3 program, because you just, I think there was just a recent announcement about the credit unions that you guys have just brought into there. You want to talk about that for a second?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, I3 is now well over a decade old. We've got several credit union CEOs who participate in the program. And, you know, if you start to explore, innovation is even going through innovation. And so what you're starting to see with this next group of I3ers is we'll start to really look at how we're applying the innovation competency with credit unions. One of the foundational issues around innovation is human-centered design, walk in the shoes of the member.
Okay.
That remains true and purposeful. But you also see innovation sort of accelerating. And as it accelerates in the trajectory of acceleration, we've got to get faster. Even at Filene, we have to get faster. And so you'll start to see different methodologies and tools being brought to the I3 program in the next, you know, I'd say 12, 24 months.
Okay.
And you'll see a pretty big transformation. So stay tuned for more
okay,
with
what's going
on with I3.
What else do you guys have cooking up there at Filene? Because you guys have all sorts of fantastic content. Now you got a podcast with Holly's doing such a great job of the podcast. And you guys, there's just so much great information and data. Can't swing a cat without talking about data these days. But what else is going on there that you want to...
So, I think one thing that I would really want to encourage all of the credit union folks, including you know, specifically our donors and those who support Filene, is we have created in the last year or so with our five centers of excellence an opportunity to interact with our researchers personally. And so these this happens with colloquiums, which is a fancy word for, you know, symposiums or seminars or meetings. There's 6 to 8 hour one-day events at these each one of our center of excellence host universities, if you will, or with the fellows from these respective universities. And again, the topics are consumer behavior, emerging technology, the war for talent, operational excellence, which is really what not to do, and you know, organizational entrepreneurship. And this spans coast to coast, from Stanford to Harvard.
Oh, yeah.
So come play with us. And so you can find all that information at filene.org. But, you know, the real tagline is for Filene, come play with us. Immerse yourself in the research. Hang out with our researchers. And if you're in for a couple of days of, you know, drinking from the fire hose of research and innovation, we have our Big Bright Minds meeting.
I was thinking of that.
Yeah, and that's going to be in Austin, Texas, the 7th and 8th.
Okay.
So we'd love to have as many folks as we can get there. Because it
is that December 7th and 8th or November?
Yeah, okay. Pardon. Okay. Yep. December 7th okay. and 8th.
Absolutely.
July 7th, 8th?
I'm already at the end of the year, so.
Aren't we all? We're almost there. Almost there. So, I mean, and speaking of ending up the end of the year, just kind of want to wrap up with, how do you see the rest of the year shaping up, and then how do you see 2018?
What Filene has done in the last 2 years with our research pipeline is we've really brought great focus to those five topical areas. And what you will really see is more output coming from those centers of excellence. And we're going deep, very deep, because CEOs told us these were the five themes. You know, this notion of what's on the hearts and minds of consumers. How do we deal with all this new technology and the rapid adoption of it? How do we find the right people to get on the bus, our talent? And, you know, what do we choose not to do? Operational excellence. And then this notion of how do we build in organizational entrepreneurship, testing new products and replacing some of our dying products that will, you know, die off in the next couple of years. Great focus and a lot more output. And that output will include slides. It will include the colloquiums, as I said. It will include lots of infographics. We are prepared and understand folks are digesting their research much differently than the traditional white paper. We'll still have that for you, though, too.
Okay, sounds good. Mark, always a pleasure, always an adventure.
Yep.
Keep up the good work, sir. You guys are doing an awesome job there.
Thank you.